Buddy, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It's March Madness, and I've officially gone mad entering Warren Buffett's billion-dollar challenge. So they spit out a name for my bracket. You know what it's called? Kate's Boss Bracket. And now, of course, boss means different things these days, right? I sound like my grandfather. Oh, you kids. Well, I'm not quite that old, but it is a common term that's being thrown around. So, huge news. They might have two objects that could be parts of the plane in the Indian Ocean. Possibly. The Australian Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, is helping. They're searching. They're looking for it. This is that 370, the 777. That was the flight. The Maritime Safety Authority got information based on satellite images of objects possibly related to the search. This would be a huge break if that's what it is. But who knows at this point? It goes back to the plane disappearing over, you know, basically leaving Kuala Lumpur on the way to Beijing. Pretty innocuous, but not for somebody who had something on their mind. So they're still combing through at Quantico the information that was gathered from the computers from the pilot's place and the co-pilot's place. And so they think this is where some of this all originated. Who else was in on it? Is there for sure a definite hijacker? They don't know that yet. They're not willing to call it at this point. They're not willing to do that. Other than to say the flight simulator, they're trying to figure out if some of that information had been deleted from it, if there was stuff that that was typed on there, so the trail would go cold. Coming up on the show, Dr. Jane Orient. Usually you hear she's very opinionated. She is absolutely a straight shooter, and she joins us this time to talk about the missing plane and what her thoughts are as somebody who's flown to over 50 countries and just all over the world. So I'll be curious too as well. And then a check of the old, as I said, I think I said at the top, the NCAA brackets. Some people are just stuck. Some people, you would read their brackets and you'd be in shock that they're even in they think they might be in the money. So you never know. You never know what can happen in these things. But the idea of the $1 billion is pretty crazy. And I think that sent people who normally wouldn't fill out a ballot in the direction of figuring out how do I do this. Who are the teams that could possibly be safe? Because you can have upsets throughout the whole thing. It seems highly unlikely, and then it would become more of a nightmare. So very, very unlikely. What else are we going to veer off and do here? Well, it's the brackets. It's the mailbag, because we're going to check the mailbag, too. And it's Dr. Jane Orient, who I could not have more respect for the things that she has done in her career. And she shared a lot of that with us on America Tonight over the last couple of years. She's one of those people who opposed Obamacare but gave you the reasons why, not so much of hammering because I'm, that's not my party, but because she tore through it and found things that were going to cost doctors and it was going to hurt the patient in the long run because they wouldn't be able to afford what they were charging and what they were doing. And, by the way, which has to be the most random thing ever, right? There's some randomness for you. Every once in a while, just to see if you're paying attention, I'll inject some of that. That's our new trick. It's kind of like the Where's Waldo thing. I'll just inject it and see if you pick it up. It happens at least a couple of times a week. So anyway, that'll be it'll be interesting to talk about the brackets a little bit here, too, as well. Some of the emails I got were from people saying they were struggling with what to do and how to fill out a bracket. Well, the bracket, you can just do it yourself. I'm not going to talk about it here, but the bracket you can do pretty easily yourself just by picking teams and throwing them into the slots, because what do you have to use? It's if you're talking about gambling, a friendly wager, then that's what is happening with the pool. If it's something else and you're going to Vegas, well, that's a whole different deal that we'd be talking about. I have to bounce back to the plane pieces, possibly, in the Indian Ocean. Australian official types say the largest objects they've seen in the satellite photos has been judged to be about 78 feet in size. 78 feet. So measure that in your head, figure out what that means, and it's not giant. It's not teeny, but it's not giant. 78 feet. What could it be? Wings? Some other part of the plane? Who knows? They still could have landed the plane and then ditched the plane. I'd say those Australians have to get everything and any piece of information that they can find. Anything. So they can try to piece it together. And there's a long-standing tradition of, okay, this is our territory, not your territory. But since 9/11 happened, we're supposed to be erasing those boundaries. So if somebody who was a police officer had some information and needed some help with a task force that was already doing something that was related to a case, well, you think they would just do it. But not always. Not always the case, as I've found out. The fact that they got to this object that they're closing in is so key in Australia, that they're responding the way they're responding and realizing, you know, what's happened here. Tough. That's for sure. It seems like that is the buzzword for this show. Tough things to deal with. And rough when you think of the families who are screaming, demanding, wanting answers, no doubt. Answers that they'll have to wait a very long time for, unless they get really, really lucky. Really, really lucky. All right, and one scary thing here off the top, because I think lately in the last few weeks, the thing that I've gotten the most reaction from guest-wise is the guest we had on to talk about Alzheimer's and how bad it was and what was happening to people. And then this new thing comes out, new research, that says, shift workers beware, sleep loss may cause brain damage. Whether you're a shift worker, like many of you are, or a truck driver trying to catch up with some sleep. And it's tough to tell whether you've done some of that damage or not. It's all-nighters, it's being completely exhausted, not even getting a couple hours sleep. And, you know, that whole thing about if I cram it, I can remember it better. Oof. Long-term sleep deprivation just zaps the energy of the brain of even a powerful, smart person, even after days of recovery. So they have to determine whose injury is lingering and who's getting better. But boy, this was interesting to read this story. It's one way to cross-reference all of it. It's just so much. All right, stay with us here on America Tonight. Why? Because coming up, we've got much more.
Finally designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hey, everyone. Have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Disappearance of Flight 370. Of course, that was that flight from Kuala Lumpur that was headed to China. And as we know now, this giant 777 is missing. One of our favorite guests, she's been on America Tonight several times, Dr. Jane Orion, who's the executive director of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, wrote just an excellent piece about the disappearance of this flight that has a lot of us just questioning what is going on, and even in relationship to the TSA. So, Doc, thanks for coming on once again, America Tonight.
Well, everybody's certainly thinking about this, so thanks for letting me talk about it.
Yeah, so you're somebody who travels a lot. So when you heard this story, what was your initial reaction to what happened here?
Well, it's just everyone stops to think, well, is air travel becoming much more dangerous? Things have certainly changed recently. This is an unprecedented thing for a huge airplane like that just to disappear. Everyone thought, well, at first it had crashed, but really you should be able to find wreckage all over the place. And now we have good evidence that it was flying for maybe 7 hours.
Yeah, and that's such a scary thing. And you ask the question, you talk about it, you say, is there anything we as passengers can do to help ourselves? So how do you answer that one?
That's a pretty tough question once you're on the plane and an event is happening. I think that one thing that occurred to people because of the reports of United Flight 93, I think it was 93, wasn't it, on 9/11, where people were making cell phone calls to their loved ones, telling them what was going on. And we were wondering, why weren't there any cell phone calls from this Malaysian Airlines flight? Because it should have been pretty apparent that the airplane was turning off course. And there are people who are quite alert to those things and would have recognized it. I think many things apparently have changed since then, that maybe the cell phone towers are not as easily accessible from the air as they used to be, but there are satellite phones, and there was apparently nothing. So you have to wonder, what did happen? Were there no passengers able to sound an alarm or to try to report what was going on? Which leads you to wonder, what happened to all of them? It could just be a technical problem, or could they all be dead?
Yeah.
Or unconscious?
Absolutely. And as a doctor, you know this, we're talking about this, you get to a certain level and you just can't breathe anymore. You're rendered unconscious, as you said. It's, you know, 45,000 feet, boom, you're done, right?
Well, that's true. Or even at the regular cruising altitude, that's why they tell you to put your oxygen mask on first if the oxygen mask dropped down. And this is one thing we could all learn from, even if nothing terrible like the disappearing flight happens to us. If there is a cabin depressurization, which does happen from time to time, follow their directions. Put that mask on. They don't tell you why they give you that instruction, because they don't want to alarm you. But the fact is, at a high enough altitude, you may only have less than a minute of useful consciousness. So if you don't put your mask on then, you can't help yourself or anybody else. So it's very important to know that. And just that one little fact could someday save your life.
Yeah, I agree. I brushed over the TSA, but how do you feel about the TSA as somebody who's gone in and out of different airports and done the X-ray thing and all of that? Does that make you feel safer?
No, it absolutely doesn't. And I guess one time I even made a remark to somebody after she had inspected me. Boy, and now I feel so much safer, and I don't think she really appreciated that. Of course, I know that I'm not a threat, and neither are the other little old ladies going through there. And it's just a huge expense and waste of time, and it concentrates people in a crowded area, which would look as though it might be an ideal opportunity for a terrorist. I think it's not very helpful. I think it maybe gives people the impression that we're doing something, but it really isn't a very intelligent way to screen people. The Israelis, I've read, have a much more sophisticated and reliable system that each person who goes through there is interviewed briefly, I think more than once, by people who are very skilled at picking up falsehoods, dishonesty, nervousness, just things that are inappropriate, so that they can more carefully look at those people.
Yeah, and of course, it's as you say, it couldn't be safer when you're talking about El Al and Israel for what they do. And part of that is because they watch the behavior patterns of people. But in the United States, that makes people a nervous wreck because it's politically incorrect. This isn't the right thing to do. And why would we look at people that way? But to me, I say that's ridiculous because it's already happening, as you mentioned. Why are they pulling over certain people already? For what reason?
Well, it makes a lot of sense to target people who are statistically more likely to be able to do something. Someone who is young, strong, and male is a whole lot more likely to be able to pull off a violent hijacking than a little old lady or an 8-year-old child. I mean, even use some common sense.
Yeah, I agree. And I mentioned this before, because you lecture and travel in lots of different places, You're a veteran traveler, so you're not thinking about this kind of stuff when you get on the plane, are you? Or do you look around, look at some of the people, figure out, well, if I have to do this, here's one thing I can do. Do you kind of do that security check or no?
I've been trying to have more what they call situational awareness than I did in the past. And I think that's probably a good idea to practice at all times. We live in a dangerous world. And just looking around and paying attention, you see what normal people look like, what they act like. I think certainly that's something they teach you in Israel, that if somebody is just in the wrong place at the wrong time, dressed inappropriately, is out on the street without a briefcase during working hours, something like that, if someone's in the airport and they just aren't acting the way people in airports act, then you might want to pay a little more attention. They say if you see something, say something, and maybe you don't want to do that right away, but it might make a lot of sense just to strike up a conversation with the person. I mean, if you go up to a normal person and say, well, are you going to be on this flight? Are you where are you staying tonight? They would probably just answer the question.
Yeah.
But if someone is planning to die in flight, he might have a different kind of reaction. So.
Yeah, but. Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. As somebody who is a medical doctor and then you're on flights like this, have you ever been, sometimes this has happened with me where the captain comes on and says, is there a doctor on board? Have you ever had to respond to any kind of emergency in the skies?
Yeah, I have. I have a couple of times. And it turned out that it wasn't that bad an emergency, but they did need someone to evaluate a patient who was having trouble deciding whether, what his status was. Did they need to try to land sooner and get the paramedics involved right away. I think it just reassured everybody, and sometimes you could do something really, really helpful, but just being there and making an assessment is helpful to the flight crew.
Yeah, boy, that's true. What do you think ultimately, because as I said, this is the buzz in the backyard, and this is what caught my attention and why we had you on, and we're talking about all these different angles with this. What do you think, Doc? Give me your best guess. I mean, and of course, we're all just taking a stab at it. What do you think the end result is going to be? Are we going to find that plane?
I think that we probably will, because I think that if it was stolen for a reason, it's going to be used sometime. I don't know when. I've heard a lot of wild speculation about exactly how it could be used. I don't know. Some people say, well, it'll be a weapon of mass destruction. Well, airplanes are not good for weapons of mass destruction. For one thing, they're just much less effective than bombs. But if they're going to be used that way, they have to get into your airspace. How are they going to do that? There's been a lot of speculation about how that can occur. Some people have suspected that there were people on board that they wanted to kidnap who were specialists in some type of weapons technology, and they were going to say, okay, you're going to be working for us now because we would like to have this technology for cloaking an airplane, which really sounds like something out of science fiction. You know, right now it's really just wild speculations as why did they do this? But it maybe was just to create a diversion, and so everybody in the world with search capabilities is going to be looking for that airplane and not paying attention to troop movements or other significant events that might be going on at a time of crisis in the Ukraine. It might just be a diversion.
Yeah, that's what if it's not some flat-out terroristic thing, that's what I think could just be in a different way a diversion, which I guess in itself would be kind of similar to what we're saying here. It's very sad. And I hope for the sake of the people on the ground who are waiting for word, they get some, there's never any closure when something horrific happens, Doc, as you know, but let's hope that they find something out that they can tell these people, because they're just irate and they're not getting very many answers actually from the Malaysian authorities, which is too bad.
Well, apparently there has not been very good communication about what information is available. And maybe there's a reason for that. Maybe there is something really sinister and important going on.
Yeah.
And it can't be revealed.
No.
But we live in a dangerous world, and from the American standpoint, people don't like us, they don't respect us. And it's more important than ever to wonder who's piloting our airplane.
Boy, no kidding. Dr. Jane Orion, thanks so much for popping on ATM with us.
My pleasure.
That's Tony, the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract, the 100% all-natural with no negative side effects supplement that supports a strong and healthy heart, strength and stamina, sharp memory, restful sleep, clean, clear arteries, and good circulation. And listen to this, in over 13 years of business, there has been no price increase for Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com. That's hbextract.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
My pick, Michigan State, bring it home for me. It's been a while since I won my pool.
All right, that's the president talking about his March Madness bracket. Some of you listening to the show have probably filled one out. Others are like, ugh, who cares? Except for that, how many Americans will end up spending time watching games that they normally would have no idea or no clue about what was happening? The answer to that is a ton, an unbelievable amount of people will not be going to work or going to work late as it gets closer to the championship game because they're going to be tied up watching to see if their team won, especially if $1 billion is on the line. March Madness is something that just draws people's attentions away from whatever it is that they do, especially if they work during the daytime. So third shifters, it's not as big of a deal because they're not playing then. And, you know, with these brackets, this $1 billion challenge, and there's all kinds of other challenges and all that sort of stuff, it's made it, I think, even that much bigger. Millions and millions of people will play it. It's just, the pools are a form of sports betting on the Division I championships. It's like a rite of passage in this country. A bracket is that form, because somebody asked me, what is a bracket? A bracket is a form that you complete online or print out, and it's pretty easy. It's just got, you know, it's pretty easy to form. I had three people ask me that because you just, you know, you go through the lines and you fill them in. That's, you know, it's nothing scientific to doing that. Now, to picking the winners is one thing. Jack from down under says, last year I got every first round game wrong, so I'm not even trying this year. Way to go, Jack. You're not going to waste all that time trying to figure it out. I will tell you mine. I picked the winner to be Duke. They tell you to have a tiebreaker score, and I put 75-70. My final four, Florida, Arizona, Duke, and North Carolina. Probably different than a lot of other people, although the Florida choice is popular and the Arizona choice is popular. And, you know, you can analyze this forwards and backwards. It's kind of like what I say when we do nail the score and you go through and look at offenses and defenses and yada yada and break it down. But in the end, it's one and done. So even if somebody is an elite team, it does not mean that they will automatically whip their way through the bracket. That's why people are fascinated with it. And that's what started the popularity of March Madness in the United States, I think. Because of the length of the tournament, the teams, all of that, how much it became big on TV. And they say that employers, seriously, I wasn't joking about how many millions of people miss the games, because you've got ESPN, CBS, Fox Sports, all of them that have contests and stuff. And they say that they see a change. They see an increased number of sick days, extended lunch breaks, and rescheduling conference calls and all that stuff, because they're paying attention to handicappers and other people and what's happening, and to see their brackets so they get hooked into whatever the team is. And they talk about upsets, and we had R.J. Bell on, and if you go to AmericaTonight.net, what you missed, RJ's there, because some people have asked me about would I have anyone on to prep a little bit more. And statistically, you can use the statistics to round out your bracket and figure out where you want something to go. But I'll say it again, it's one and done, so you just fill them in the way you want to fill them in, and you don't worry about it, because it's a game. I mean, if somebody gets $1 billion for a perfect bracket, which the odds are infinitesimal, I mean, it's ridiculous, the odds of having a perfect bracket, it would just be crazy. It would be crazy if somebody hit that. I mean, it would be unbelievable. Then you would get $1 billion from Warren Buffett. I mean, I'm sure it'd be the strangest feeling ever. And I would think if anyone does hit it, it's going to be somebody who's not really paying attention to hoops, and they just kind of fill it in, I bet. But I wouldn't bet the ranch that somebody hits it. I really wouldn't do that. I mean, there's a whole bracket thing to this, because these are 18 and 19-year-old kids, and maybe a little older, but who are playing the game. So much riding on the hopes of that, and there's so much for that. And there's all these sheets, and these probabilities, and the higher seeds, and the matchups, and how many matchups are there, and there are like 615 matchups across 20 different statistics to take advantage of what is the separation between winners and losers, and, you know, what region is likely to blow up, where you have maybe a Cinderella team or whatnot. And that's when you're looking at the 5 and the 12 seeds and looking, I guess, for value in that. So I'll throw that out. I don't know if it'll be much help or not. In the Midwest, boy, it's tough to go against Wichita State, and I think all the amazing success that they've had, and who says they can't reach the Final Four? Who says they can't do that? And, you know, with the, even though there's a disparity between them and some of the other teams, if they spread their offense out, do the things they did that got them there in the first place, I mean, who knows? They can end up in the same position. So what's going to be the big shocker this year? The Cinderella team that keeps on going, that everybody adopts. In one sense, it could be Wichita State. Wichita State could probably surprise a lot of people. Villanova is another one of those teams, too, out of the East. They're the number 2 seed, and they can meet the weakest 3 seeds And if that happens, they could go way deeper in the tourney, which was my reason for saying that I thought that was going to happen. If they get lucky and hit those seeds that aren't quite up to their level, then that makes them get through further, and then it gives them a bigger chance of competing in the Elite Eight, the Final Four, and then ultimately the championship game. So it's interesting, we're talking about brackets and the president mentioning who he thought was going to win, Michigan State. And while that's going on, did you realize every second your premium is going up? I saw another story today that I don't know why I should be so shocked by all of this, because I'm not, because we've talked about the law and we've had people on to talk about it. But Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius is trying to downplay all the concerns that people have for the premiums in health care. Rates are going to increase in 2015. She's saying it'll grow slower than in the past, and that the increases are far less significant than what they were prior to the Affordable Care Act. But I think that that's short-sightedness or blinders on or something, because I've heard nothing but that from people who are already seeing increases. I mean, who's going to cover the costs in these exchanges to cover the sick people? It's got to be the other people, the healthy people feeding into it. So I think what's disappointing for so many people, and so many of the emails that we got from you had to do with premiums and deductibles, but you couldn't get the Cadillac service because it would cost you double what you were paying anyway. So the health exchanges are the reason why Obamacare is in such jeopardy. Because they're relying that 20 and 30-year-olds are going to sign up close to the March 31st enrollment deadline. But it's not really looking that way in conversations that have been held with insurers. If they're getting a lot of people that want to make appointments, all that sort of stuff, the answer is no. The answer is no. So insurance commissioners are going to release the rates sometime this summer. Usually when they're approved, insurers could also leak their rates earlier as a kind of a political statement. In some states, commissioners are the ones that have the authority to deny certain rate increases, and that could help prevent some of the more dramatic hikes. I mean, this is the thing. Some people are just playing by the book, getting the insurance, and then they're going to be blown away when they see the changes in their policy. And they just don't know. I mean, listen, the guy who helped design the Affordable Care Act said, the bottom line is we don't know. Premiums are rising 7 to 10% a year before the law. So the question is whether we will see a continuation of that sort of single-digit increase or whether it's going to be larger. Even with signups that are over 5 million. Even if that's the case. Because still you have the thing about the healthy people mixed in with the others. You have to have the healthy people to feed off of the, or help cover the sick people, otherwise that's where those premiums go staggering. So isn't that interesting? We're talking about picking basketball teams and seeds, and we seg into Obamacare and the fact that the premiums are going up, and they already were, 7 to 10%. Some people say it's going to be much, much higher than that. All right, coming up in our final segment for this hour anyway with me, Kate Delaney, Mailbag, that's next here on ATN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'll figure it out, yeah, you got a plan.
Once again, one of my favorite things we do here on America Tonight is listen to what you have to say. And you flood me with amazing emails. So let's take a second, walk down to the mail room, and check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
So first up is Olivia, who says, hello, Kate Delaney. I started listening to your show about a year ago. I have to say, I like the addition of Nathan. He's pretty cool when he jumps in with you. And I've always loved Matt. I wonder how much fun you guys are having doing radio. You know, I love those kind of questions because we don't get them often. We love it. Of course, all of us like doing what we're doing. And there's nothing better when you have passion for your job, no matter what it is. And we have a lot of fun with all the listeners and the mailbags and the jokey segments and, of course, the serious stuff that we're pounding on and pouncing on every single night. This one from Teddy. Teddy says, Kate, how'd you fill out your brackets? Who do you have winning it all? Yeah, I'll give the breakdown later, but I've got Duke winning the whole thing. And I know people are going to go, oh, Duke, but I picked Florida. I picked Arizona. I'll tell you the method for this and the reason for my madness, because Coach K, the Coach K factor is always huge, and Parker, and the fact that it's his last year and he's one of the best players in the league, that's the reason why I picked Duke. All right, we are springing along here. This one from Darren. Kate, first time I've emailed the show. This Malaysian plane that's missing. More and more, I used to think it was just ridiculous when people would call in and tell you, oh, it's terrorism, and, oh, the plane is being loaded with nukes. I don't know that the plane's being loaded with nukes, but I do think it's an act of terrorism. And each and every day, little pieces of evidence to that and information starts to come out, and it makes you really believe it. So I'm going to say terrorism has something to do with this. And when it's all said and done, let's hope they unravel it before somebody gets hurt. And those poor passengers, hopefully the parents and the loved ones of the people who were on the plane find some sense of peace somehow. But I know it's going to be really, really tough. Darren, also jumping on the Malaysian thing. Kate, what in the world happened to that 777? Yeah, that's the mystery, huh? Look for it on the Discovery Channel and the History Channel and everything else in between in the near future. This is the buzz in the backyard because how do we wrap our minds around a giant plane evaporating? And the answer is we don't. We don't know what happened. There are all these different clues and crazy things that looks like happened in the cockpit. To me, if you ask me, and I've said this on the show, it points to some kind of terroristic thing, whether it's some idiot hot-dogging it to try to show off for Al-Qaeda or something else. But what about the people on the plane? That's where the mystery really lies. So 45,000 feet, boom, they're done. No oxygen, no cell phones. It makes sense because how do you stop and silence all those cell phones? That would be the way to do it because they'd have no idea what hit them. Very, very sad, isn't it? It's very sad. Very sad for those people, and there was an American on board, and I've talked about that a lot, and his family absolutely distraught and heartbroken, certainly, over this. And here's one from John, who listens to us in Florida. Hello, Kate. It's interesting, the earthquake that we just had in Los Angeles, boy, I heard it described once that L.A. was kind of like jello, and it just shakes all over the place. And if you saw those fault lines, boy, you'd freak out. I think you mentioned one time that you lived in Cali. Thank goodness you got out, eh? I like the A at the end there. I liked living in California, but it was so far away from everyone I knew. The time that there was the quake when I was there and the newsroom just, I said this before, it kind of felt like a wave sensation went over me. And so it was strange. It was strange to go through that. But all the people from California knew immediately what to do. They ducked and didn't faze them so much. But the rest of us, yeah, it was a little scarier. And that's part of the deal of when you live in California, you deal with the fact that at any second it could be the big one. And people always say that, well, hopefully we won't see the big one. Yeah, they're talking about it, but, yeah, everything's okay, knock on wood, and that's what happens. Here's one from Janice who says, Kate, thank you for all the coverage you provide about health care and everything in between, the doctors that you talk to, people with their own practices, people connected to hospitals, people that also are struggling and trying to figure out what to do. And I think Dr. Elena George, who you had on the other night, was just brilliant. She was talking about some alternatives, and I hope those alternatives really get boosted up. It's the premiums that are going to skyrocket and make it even more difficult for folks. And the fact that you have, in some cases, a $6,000 deductible is, let's face it, catastrophic coverage. That's really what you're getting there. So you combine the two, and what is the advantage of Obamacare? What's the advantage of that? And we always get stuff on health care. That's not a surprise. Here's one from Stephen, and Stephen says, Hi, America, tonight. Wondering when you would bring back the Daily Salute. I've heard you mention it a couple of times. In fact, I think you actually did one the other day. I love when you do that, because it's random and who knows who it's going to be. And with everything in between that we talk about that's so bloody negative, it's nice to have just that little tiny sliver, as you would say, of hope. So keep doing that, sister. That's one of my favorite things that you do. All right, we'll keep doing it. Of course, there's always good things that are happening. How about this one from Mad Capper who says, Katie Kate, who you picking, dog, for the ultimate champion in the NCAAs this time around, March Madness? Okay, the answer is, and I'm going to tell you later how I arrived at this, but my answer is Duke, because I wanted to rock the boat a little bit, because I looked at how horrific they were playing at times during the season. I say horrific where they were losing, and I'm picking them. I'm picking Duke to win the whole thing by a nose. We got another one here from Claire that has nothing to do with basketball. Claire says, Kate, you're talking a lot about 2016 and who's going to run for prez. It seems like it's a done deal with Hillary Clinton. Do you think she really, really is going to run, or she's just enjoying all this attention because she's like a rock star? Not that she might not have been before, but now even more, everywhere she goes, people are snapping photos, talking to her, holding her hands, all that kind of stuff. So I think it really looks like there's no doubt that she is going to be the candidate. What do you think? Well, I've talked about it all along. So if you were going to bet on a sure thing, which we don't know what's going to happen in March Madness, I would bet on that because she wanted this last time around. She wanted it the first time around is when she really wanted it, and it didn't happen for her. It was about Barack Obama. So this time, I think this is a layup that she's going to get it, that she wants it, that she's going to get it, and then that's it. And it's who is running against her. Who is running against her? And now there's stories being floated about, oh, she might not do it, but I think that's just to test the resolve of the people who really want Clinton to be there. That's all that's about. I really do. I don't think she's not going to, unless there's some kind of health problem, I don't understand why she wouldn't do that. She's wanted this from the beginning, and that's not necessarily a huge secret. It's not. They might be a little bit ambivalent, but it's because it's a far way off in the future. And, you know, Clinton pretty much is running ahead of most of the potential Republican candidates and all of the Democrats. So the Democrats believe that this is just be too hard for her to step away from this with all the fawning and all the love that she's getting and the fact that she really wanted it the first time around. This is it. You only live once. This is her last shot. If she has any shot at getting the nomination, running that whole thing, it has to be now. It can't be 4 years from now, 8 years from now. That's it. She'll be toast. There's no way that's going to happen. So without a doubt, she will be the Democratic nominee, barring something unforeseen. All right, and one last one quickly. We're going to throw this in. Jake in Austin says, Kate, I am very faithful, and you know that. I'd never cheat on you. Every single show, almost, I send you an email. I promise I'm going to call in the next couple of weeks. What'd you think of the marriage of Phil Jackson and the Knicks? They're giving him full authority to build his kind of team. I'm a Knicks fan. You're brilliant at sports. I remember listening to you in New York, so I wanted your opinion. Well, I'm not brilliant, but I love that. Thank you. Phil Jackson getting the team to run it the way he wants to, taking full control, is a big deal. If he didn't get full control, I would say that it would be a different story. However, he has the fiance, Jeannie Buss, who runs the Lakers, so there's a bizarre scenario, side story going on there. Hey, thanks for all your emails. Remember, you can shoot them to me at americatonight.net.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.